നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരാം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദിവ്യം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേത് നഷ്ടപ്രയേഷു ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭഗവത് സേവയ ഭഗവതി തമസ്ലോകേ ഭക്തി ഭവതി നഷ്ടകി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ ഓം അജ്ഞാനാത് മിരന്ദസ്യ ജ്ഞാനഞ്ജന ശലഖയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലേ സ്വയം രൂപാ കദാ മായം ദദാതി സ്വാപദന്തകം. വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരുന് ശ്രീയുതപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരുന് വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സകലജാതം സഹഗണ രഘുനാഥാൻവിതം തം സജീവ സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദം സഹഗണലിത ശ്രീവിശകൻവിതം ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണാസിന്ധു ദീനബന്ധു ജഗത്പതി ഗോപി ഗോപികാന്ത രാധകാന്ത നമസ്തുതേ. തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗോരംഗി രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷവാനസുതദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയ. പഞ്ചകൽപതരുഭ്യഃ ഉപാസന്ദുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാരി ശ്രീവസാരി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരി, ഹരി രാമ ഹരി രാമ 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 ഹരി ഹരി. ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം കീ ജയ്. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15. Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 79. Krishna Parato Upa Mantra. പൂജിതാ പ്രയോ മുനിഃ ശ്രുത്വാ കൃഷ്ണം പരം ബ്രഹ്മ പാർത്ഥ പരമ വിസ്മിതഃ. കൃഷ്ണ പാർത്ഥ ഉപമന്ത്രം പൂജിത പരയോ മുനിഃ ശ്രുത്വാ കൃഷ്ണം പരം ബ്രഹ്മ പാർത്ഥ പരമ വിസ്മിതഃ. കൃഷ്ണ പാർത്ഥ ഉപമന്ത്രം പൂജിത പരയോ മുനിഃ दृष्ट्वा कृष्णं परं ब्रह्म परतः परम विस्मितः
Allí Krishna. Lord Krishna, Parata and Mahara Yudhishthira, Upamantra, bidding farewell, Pujita, being worshipped by them, Prayayo, left that place. Muni, Narada Muni, Srutva, after hearing Krishna, about Krishna, Param Brahma, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Partha, Maharaj Yudhishthira, Parama Vishmita became most amazed. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Narada Muni, being worshipped by Krishna and Maharaj Yudhishthira, bade them farewell and went away. Yudhishthira Maharaj, having heard that Krishna, his cousin, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was struck with wonder. Please repeat. Narada Muni, being worshipped by Krishna and Maharaj Yudhishthira, bade them farewell and went away. Yudhishthira Maharaj, having heard that Krishna, his cousin, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was struck with wonder. Purport. After hearing the conversation between Narada and Yudhishthira, if one still has any doubts about Krishna's being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should immediately give them up. Asam Sayam Samagram. Without any doubt and without any defect, one should understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus surrender at his lotus feet. Ordinary persons do not do this. Even after hearing all the Vedas, But if one is fortunate, although it may be even, after many, many births, he comes to this conclusion. Bahunam janmanam ante, gyanavan mam prapadi ante. Is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 79 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Krishna Parato Upa Mantra. Krishna and Maharaj Yudhishthira were very happy having Narada Muni with them, speaking about the glories of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Pujita Vayayo Munihi, Pujita, again they worship Narada Muni because they were satisfied by his presence and his ability to present Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Yudhishthira Maharaj and Krishna were very happy. And they worshipped him. Surtwa, after hearing and hear from Krishna, hear from Krishna directly, or we hear from Krishna representatives. Krishna Parama, Param Brahma. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is confirmed by the scriptures, by the authorities, by Krishna's devotees. First of all, Arjuna said, Krishna is what? Param Brahma. Lord Krishna is Param Brahma. Arjuna accepted Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not because they have the relationship as friends, or because they are related from family tradition. Arjuna said, Rishaye Sarve, all the rishis, they told me about you, and today you are repeating the same thing which I have already heard about you long time before you appeared. His intelligence. His intelligence. Everything I have heard about you, you have proved it yourself. Therefore, I have accepted you to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once you don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead on a mundane level, or because one happens to be in the same dynasty with Krishna, that can be challenged. But Arjuna said, I have accepted you, not even because of what you are telling me, it is because of what I have heard from the authorities before you. That means our system, our authority is parampara. Authority. What the sadhus say, what the scriptures say, and what the guru said, the theories will correspond. When they correspond, that's authority. One of them is not sufficient. Two is not sufficient. The three must correspond. When three of them correspond, that's authority. It should be accepted. In the beginning of this Bhagavatam, I said, the very beginning, the incarnation of God Himself yesterday, He's speaking. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Janmadi Yata Anvaya Jitarata Tartesua Bigya Sorat. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? He is the beginning of everything. Everything begins from him. He is the middle of everything, and at the same time, he is the end of everything. That is Krishna. Vasudeva continued. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the son of Vasudeva. Even Lord Brahma is, and all the sages are put into difficulty by him. And Krishna himself, he said, yes, I know everything and everybody, but me, no one knows. Vyasadeva said, yes, that is Krishna. He's the supreme. No one knows him, but he knows everything because he originated everything. The father knows the child completely. But the child will not know the father completely. Why? The father has been existing before the son. So all the things he did before the appearance of the child cannot be known by the child except the father tells him. But the father knows everything about the child because he has been existing before the child comes. So right from the beginning, he knows everything. So Krishna, the Supreme Father, knows everyone and everything, including the demigods. But not everyone knows him as he is. Is Krishna is known completely by everyone. That means that person also is Krishna. We don't have two Krishna. Krishna is only one. So Vyasadeva said, he put even the great sages into difficulties. The sages who are trying to know him, they are studying the scriptures extensively and performing severe austerities, draining the air. Try to understand Lord Krishna. Still, it is difficult for them to understand. That person is the Supreme President. He said he is fully independent to act as he likes. He is fully independent. That is Krishna, the Supreme President. So Krishna is speaking about himself. The sages are speaking about him. The scriptures are speaking about him. That's authority. All other devotees who are fully pure, they are accepting Lord Krishna the same as the Supreme. Bhishma Dev, he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, my dear Yudhishthira, this person, Krishna, standing here. You consider him to be a cousin, you consider him to be a messenger, you consider him to be a friend, you consider him to be a family member. Whatever you consider him to be, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, the first Narayan. But as a supreme personality of Godhead, he is moving among us here and bewildered us with his illusory energy. Therefore, we think of him as one of our family members. But in truth, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So it is said here, Parata Parama Vishmita. Yudhishthira Maharaj, after hearing, he was struck with wonder. The person I was sending message, the person I consider to be my cousin, the person I consider to be my friend, is actually the supreme personality of Godhead. So he was struck with wonder. So this person is the supreme personality of Godhead. His talk with wonder does not mean Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't know the position of Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj knows Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Yet, he played with him as a family member. Even beyond that, as a messenger. That is out of love. It is not out of ignorance. It is out of love, of pure love of Godhead, Yudhishthira Maharaj has. Love transcends rules and regulations. So love is above rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are given neophytes to help us become refined, to help us become human beings. Rules and regulations are given to us to make us become human beings. Just like we have so many rules and regulations in our movement. The rules and regulations we have is no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating. It's not devotion. It's not bhakti. There are rules, there are principles to help us become refined, to become human beings, so that we can do the activities which are meant for human beings. Krishna consciousness is activity for human beings. Devotional service is the duty for human beings. But because of our conditioned nature, we have forgotten. Therefore, the rules are given to reform us, to make us become human beings. Human beings will take to Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said here, after hearing, after becoming human beings, after hearing from pure devotees of Lord Krishna, like Narada Muni, and his representatives, we should try to understand Krishna is the supreme personality and be as in and accept him as such. Accept him. This is the supreme personality of Godhead. In so many ways, there is a reason to accept Krishna as the supreme personality. Either scripturally or even with common sense, we should understand Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Philosophically, you can understand Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. A common sense. You can understand. You should understand Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. We have not seen someone who is so beautiful like Krishna. We have not seen any beauty which is superior to that of Krishna. So, why he shouldn't be the supreme personality of Godhead? Even if it is only beauty, why he shouldn't be the supreme personality of Godhead? Because no one is superior to him in beauty. It's common sense. We have not seen someone who is so intelligent like Krishna. We are not seeing someone who is superior to grace and intelligence. You see, 8,400,000 species of life. Look at Christian's intelligence. And that is just a fraction. That's just a fraction. Just understand. Just understand. Krishna told Arjuna about Gita, I have described my qualities to you. But these qualities I have described to you, I have been describing all these qualities to you. This thing is just not even my own quality. It is a quality of my own expansion. It's the quality of my own expansion I have been mentioning to you. So, what about my own quality, if I want to mention them? A fraction of me, just a part of me, is the qualities I have been describing to you, not me, even my own qualities. That is amazing. Then, if you want to go into the qualities of Krishna, then whose brain do we need to take care of that? So, we have not seen someone who has intelligence as Krishna. At 8,400,000 species of life. And Krishna assembled, look at all of us sitting here, even look at all of us sitting here, the same ingredients. And Krishna used to assemble our tongue, and our tongue tastes differently. Our mind has different ability to perceive, to hear, to accept something, to assess something is different. This is a fraction, just a fraction of Krishna's intelligence. They can assemble, we have different tastes, different level of perception. Even if it is one thing, we can identify it with different angles. That Krishna's ability that he used the Brahma to do, not even himself, he used the Brahma to do this. So, when you look at Brahma, how many Brahmas are we going to multiply to even come to the level of Krishna? With the common sense, one can understand that, yes, Krishna is no other person than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have never seen one day the sun is late on his duty. On time, the sun will rise. On time, the sun will set. Sometimes, we can come late to program, but we never see the sun god being late on his duty. We are transcendental. We are transcendental. We can come late. But demigod never come late on their duty. We have not seen one day Yamaraj is late on his duty. Very accurate. When it is time for the sun to appear, it will come. When it is time for the rain, it will come. When it is time for vegetation, it will come. The question said, Mad Bayad Vati Vatoyam Suratapati Mad Bayad. Out of my supremacy, all the demigods function out of fear, out of respect for me. They understand my existence and my position as a supreme authority. Therefore, they are on duty, knowing perfectly well that they are responsible to someone. Who is that? He's a supreme personality of Godhead. Nobody else. Krishna is a supreme personality. It's common sense. You should understand this. And throughout the scriptures, there is no other word than Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead throughout the whole scriptures. Either it is directly or indirectly, Krishna is established as the supreme personality of Godhead. All the acharyas is proclaimed the same thing. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Dambarkacharya, Vishnu Swami, all of them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, established Krishna as to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. When the demon is speaking, the demon is speaking to destroy the doubt, the ignorance. For us to understand and accept Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada said, without a doubt and without a delay, we shall accept Krishna. Doubt is a symptom of intelligence. What is this? Why is it like this? Why is it here? It's intelligence. One wants to know. And after hearing all the answers given to the questions that we have to ask, our doubts should be removed. In the beginning, the doubt is a symptom of intelligence. If after hearing the doubt remains, that doubt becomes a stumbling block. One will not make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The doubt should be removed. So Prabhupada said here, without doubt and without delay, one should immediately understand Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead after hearing. So the purpose of speaking is to remove the doubt. Speaking and hearing is to clear the doubt, to destroy the doubt. When the doubt is removed, then Krishna will be revealed. Even if it will take long time, yes, for ordinary person it will take long time, but for those who have come very close to Krishna and hearing from the authorities, our doubt should not remain. Completely, the doubt should not remain. The doubt should be removed. We should give up the doubt. That means, if the doubt is still there, it means you should still ask more. So that the doubt will be removed. When the doubt is cleared, and Krishna consciousness becomes very smooth, becomes revealed, becomes easy to practice. So like Maharaj Yudhishthira, his doubt was cleared after hearing from Narada. His doubt was cleared. Arjun, after hearing from Krishna, his doubt was cleared. How are they able to get the doubt cleared? What was the qualification? And Krishna asked Arjun, did you hear me with an attentive mind? Krishna didn't ask Arjun, did you hear me? Krishna said, did you hear me with an attentive mind? If we don't hear with attentive mind, it means we will not hear. It means the mind should hear. If the mind is not with us, the mind will not hear. If the mind did not hear, we will not hear. Because the mind is the master of all other senses. If the mind hears, other senses will hear.
If the mind did not hear, other senses will not hear. So Christian asked John, did you hear me with an attentive mind? If that happens, then the doubt will be destroyed. Arjun said, yes, Krishna. My doubt is now gone. What I am not able to do before, I am now ready to do it. Give me your instructions, I will take it out. This is the benefit of hearing and the qualification to hear with the mind. And the miracle will take place, and Krishna will be established in the heart as the supreme personality of Godhead. Last prayesu abhadresu ityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utamasuluke bhakti bhavati naistiki. Any comment or question?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, thank you for wonderful class. Maharaj, this one small point I want to clarify, that you said that after hearing there should not be doubts, and then you said that we should not remain, like any doubt should not be there in our heart. So then how this can be applied?
I said if after hearing we still have some doubt, it means we should still ask more questions to get the doubt moved. Doubt should not remain. Because if the doubt remains, that doubt will become a stumbling block. We will not make progress. The doubts will not be there. Then we can make progress. If there is doubt, we should not keep it. Ask the question. Ask your question. Let the doubt be removed.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, that in the purport, that fortunate one, can you elaborate and like explain that? Hare Krishna. That in the purport it is mentioned, now one fortunate enough. Wait a minute. Sunani Virajan.
In the purport.
In the purport it's like one, if fortunate enough, then only he can understand. So that you can elaborate, because I just want
yes,
to know.
Yes, should be fortunate enough, right? What is fortune? Fortune means that we have been given chance to come here. We have been given chance to become a devotee. That is fortune. And then to expand that fortune, we are able to hear and accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's a fortune. One who is not fortunate cannot accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even after hearing, we will still doubt. Even after hearing, if you don't hear attentively, we still have some doubt. Lokesha described in chapter 4. Krishna described a foolish person, a doubtful person, and a faithless person. Three people. Krishna described a foolish person, a faithless person, and a doubtful person. These three, a faithless person, he has
heard from sadhus. But he has no faith. Even though he has heard, he has no faith. Why he has no faith? He has seen so many so-called religious people taking to Krishna consciousness and have had big positions and not following nicely. So he has no faith. Maybe this process will not benefit me, because if it will benefit me, why so many people who have been practicing before I came in are not are still like this? Why have they not become perfect yet? So he has heard. He has no faith because he's seeing so many anomalies with those who are practicing before him. A doubtful person, he is doubtful because there are so many philosophers propounding so many philosophies. So many of them. So he's doubtful. Which of them is the best? So he has doubt. Which of them? Because each philosopher will present his philosophy to be the best. I am the best. You are the best. Everybody presents his philosophy as the best. So this doubtful person is not sure which one is the best. So he can't take to anyone. So he's doubtful. And the foolish person is the best out of the three. Because he is a fool, just that he doesn't know. And if he's trained, he can understand. So he's better than the two people who knows the scripture, have had association of other philosophers and the scriptures, even read Bhagavad Gita. So the foolish person is better. If he meet a pure devotee and hear attentively, you become purified and become a pure devotee. And leaving those who are doubtful and those who have no faith behind, you become pure. So it's better. So that is fortune, that we are able to take to Krishna consciousness without doubt. That's fortune. That even though we have seen so many unnecessary things, our faith in Krishna is strong and steady, and we are fixed in our Krishna consciousness. That is fortune. That's fortune. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What does it really mean to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We read, we understand, we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, but what does it really mean to understand that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
To hear something does not mean you know. You can hear, we have heard, like you said, we have heard many times, right? That does not mean we know. Those who knows will do the best thing, the right thing. Those who know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will accept Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who knows. Those who simply heard, theoretically heard, may not surrender to Krishna or accept Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead means those who really knows, not those who have just hear the sound. If we know, we will not be like this. Okay, so I said what? Iti matva bhajantimam. Those who knows, what do? They worship me. That's what Krishna said. Iti matva bhajantimam. Those who simply hear, they're just hearing theoretically. It doesn't mean we have accepted Krishna the Supreme Personality. Those who have really accepted Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will see the level of their practice, their sadhana is very severe, extreme. It's fixed. Those who know, they will worship Krishna. How? Saman Bhitam. Understand? One pointed attention. They are focused. They don't have two ways. It's only one way. Only one way. Saman Bhitam means one who has closed his or her eyes to this material world, and it's only one eye open to Krishna. That is those who know Krishna. That is the level of their worship. We use many words, but not all the words will really understand what they stand for, their meaning. We theoretically understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is theory. Yes, in philosophy, we have heard many times, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. But those who really accept Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you see their life is different. You see their conviction in Krishna consciousness is different. Their faith in Krishna is different. Look at, for example, look at the Pandavas. The beginning to the end, it is nothing but problems. But what was their faith in Krishna? Fixed. These are people who know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Look at the level of the attachment they have for Krishna. With all the external things that happen to them, their faith in Krishna, their conviction of Krishna is fixed. Nothing can take it away. They know and accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In all circumstances, they are fixed in their devotion to Krishna. They know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When something happens to us, and in our mind we are asking Krishna, why? What does that mean? Have I accepted Krishna as the Supreme Person of Godhead? No. Asking Krishna why means we don't really accept him as the Supreme Person of Godhead. If he is the Supreme, we cannot ask him why. He supreme means that he knows everything which is happening and whatever is going on with me. Krishna knows it completely. I not only knows, he allows it to happen. Therefore, I cannot ask him why. And those who know Krishna is supreme. That is their conviction in Krishna consciousness. That is their mindset. They accepted everything as Krishna's conscious mercy. Therefore, they are always very happy and satisfied in all conditions of life. They know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not just those of us who theoretically or philosophically accepted, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot come here. To come here or to stay here or to practice Krishna consciousness means to some extent we accept it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To some extent, but not in full. Those who have accepted him in full, in totality, their devotional life is different. It's 100% sweet. 100% sweet. What we consider difficulties, unpleasant situations, for them, that is a pleasure. For them, they understand, yes, Krishna wants to use me to prove my my love for him. Therefore, this is a chance for me to demonstrate how much love I have for Krishna. And for those of us who are not in that, on that platform, anything happen? Oh, why Krishna? Why? Why? Why you do this to me? Why? I'm a pure devotee. You don't know Krishna? I'm a pure devotee. Why are you putting me? Why are you putting this condition to me? You don't know me? I'm a pure devotee. Of all your devotees, don't you know I'm the best? A pure devotee will not feel like that. A pure devotee will say, oh Krishna, this is a wonderful chance for me to show my love for you. So thank you very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity. This is fortune. This is fortune. Only those who are very, very fortunate are acting on this platform. But our process is designed to lead us to this platform. This process we are following is to lead us to this platform. This is the level it's taking us to. The stage in our Krishna consciousness when we say yes and always happy, joyful, and satisfied in any condition in our life, in Krishna consciousness. Either it is accident, either it is sickness, either it is wealth, either it is extreme poverty, whatever the situation. Yes, thank you, Krishna. Thank you. This is a costless mercy. This system is to lead us to that platform. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.